Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough night for your team at Baylor, 69-10 loss, but certainly some positives to take out of that game. As you has gone back and looked at the film, just kind of give me your impressions.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Baylor is a really good football team, and they're highly ranked at the BCS level. We knew that there was going to be a hard matchup, and you know, we thought we played pretty hard, really hard in the first half, and had a drive going that could have cut the lead to 28-14 or 28-10. We just couldn't push it in. And, you know, the last touchdown at the buzzer before the half that they got was, you know, really close. And it's a shame we couldn't hold on. But, you know, we started fading towards the second half, just fatigue and cramps. And we just can't substitute like they did. They were able to roll. I mean, they could roll really pretty much anybody on their sideline, and they're good. They're talented. They're big and fast. So, you know, it was a tough game. I think the experience was good. Their fans were great. You know, I would say the city of Waco was fantastic. The people treated us really, really well. Their athletic administration was first class and helping us with any type of problems we would have. And, you know, the experience was good. I think there were some positives for us. And at the end of the day, that's what you have to build off of and correct the mistakes that you can't.
One of the things you talked about when we talked about playing these FBS games, especially a team like Baylor, was not falling behind early. And you had a couple of big plays on the big pass play and the punt return. What was the message to your team? Because you bounced back pretty well from that, but it had to be sort of the worst case scenario for you to start.
Yeah, you know, I think that's been the biggest problem we've had in the games is we battled early. They got us on a deep shot, but they really didn't run the ball real well in the first half. I think they had 44 yards. We were handling the running game. We were fine on the line of scrimmage. And we got beat, you know, a contested throw, good catch and throw by them. I think the obviously we gave up two easy touchdowns after a fumble. We had a fumble in our territory deep, and we had the punt return, which was really preventable. It changes the optics of the game a lot, you know, and really that last touchdown before the half, I mean, we were really battling. The kids were, you know, we had a couple sacks. We had TFLs in the first half. We were battling on defense, and I think our offense was just starting to get their legs. First time a lot of our offensive guys played, you know, and so, but I thought, you know, Reese Poffenbarger was exceptional in the game. And I made the decision. I wanted to play our other quarterbacks. I decided to take Reese out earlier than probably my coaches wanted me to, because we were moving the ball a little. He was able to compete and get some first downs. And we thought we had some matchups on the outside that we could win. And we did win a couple times. But I just felt that the big picture of things was that touchdown before the half really changed the tone of the second half. And I think that was the one key play I was frustrated with, because I thought we could hang in there a little longer and play better in the second half. But, you know, all in all, there were some good things. And I think, you know, knock on wood, I think we've come out pretty healthy out of it. So I'm hoping.
Reese Jude, not only does he have a strong arm, but he can run a little bit and can move around back there. Was that ultimately the reason? I know you had a very competitive battle at the quarterback spot. Is that what his versatility, what you really like?
Yeah, he's been getting better every week too, which is really a good sign. Is I think his best football is ahead of him. You know, he's athletic. He's you know, you don't know where he's going to go sometimes. He reminds me a little bit of, you know, when Flacco was playing. He's got a little Willetta in him. You know, some of the great quarterbacks from our league over the years, you know, I see signs of that in him, but he's got a long way to go. You know, I think his competitiveness was great, and I wish he would have gotten on the ground a few times or more, but, you know, the one thing at that level that changes so dramatically, you know, people say FBS, but they're really, you know, Power 5, BCS, top of the rung, and is their ability to break on things. You know, he gets out in the open field and gets swarmed fast, you know, because of the way they run. And but it was good experience. I thought he handled himself great. He completed passes. He moved the team. We knew running the ball was going to be extremely difficult, because I mean, they're top five defense in the country last year, something like that. And, you know, we knew, but I was happy with our offensive line. I mean, that was a hell of a defensive front they played. They battled. They were working hard. They were cutting guys and fighting and battling. And I'm sure we had some pressure and some sacks, but you know, two sacks and one turnover in a game like that, we should have been better than we were in the scoreboard. But there were some positives for sure.
And then when we talked last week, you were really excited about your group of wide receivers, and they did pretty well, especially Julian Hicks had the nice touchdown catch, four grabs, 53 yards in the game. Just talk about how that group played.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, we were confident if we could have protected a little better, kept him, you know, from having to scramble too quick on occasion. We had some things we thought were open. We won some one-on-one battles on the outside against our corners. We felt like we matched up pretty well in those areas, and that was good to see. You know, Julian Hicks makes a really good play on a good throw on the touchdown, and you know, Thomas Greeny had the big catch down the sideline. We had other opportunities. Some of it was just inexperience that I'm sure on both parts, but you know, we had a couple receivers open we didn't get the ball to, especially in the second half, just with the youth at quarterback. But you know, there was some, you know, there's silver lining to a game like that. It's a score, you know, the score is gross. You know, I mean, I'm disappointed that, you know, when we got into the fourth quarter, I mean, we had some of our scout team out there, and there's no way around that. And you know, they battled. They tried, but you know, there's certainly a matchup issue as you go through your depth chart in those games. And you know, I wasn't going to expose too many of our guys if I didn't have to in a late game like that. So, but it's good experience. We got a lot of kids reps. I think, you know, we matched up better in some areas that I thought was good. And at the end of the day, it was a great experience for the kids. You know, like I said, they're fans. The city of Waco is fantastic, friendly people, and like I said, and their athletic administration was very helpful. So all in all, it was a good trip.
How about on the defensive side of the ball? Obviously, when you see the point total, you think, hey, they didn't play very well. But what were you able to take away from that? Because you're not going to see an offense like Baylor, I don't think, the rest of the year.
Yeah, I hope not. I really look at the first half and feel like we easily could have kept that game within sight. That was our goal all along, was to get in at halftime and try to get into the second half within a touchdown or two. And we had an opportunity to do that. We just couldn't quite hold on and keep that last touchdown off the board. But, you know, like, we played the run tough. We gave up some big plays. We knew there were some matchup issues there, but good throws by the quarterback. Their base running plays we were fine with. I think the front did a good job. I mean, A.J. Simon had two sacks and another TFL. The group that was in there to start that all the way through the first half was held up well. And I thought our linebackers competed, especially our inside linebackers, really well. So certainly some mental errors and frustration to fix and some things like that. And that's another thing in those games, is you're getting their A game. And it exposes some things you need to fix. And so we're on that already. And we're just looking forward to getting back home and playing a high flying New Hampshire team this week that had a big win last week in their opener.
Yeah. Got a question from Mark Singles. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Greg, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but how healthy did you think you came out of this game? No significant like long-term issues.
Yeah, we're waiting on one guy, some results, but we feel pretty good about that we'll be healthy enough, you know, and we're just still evaluating, to be honest. I mean, we got back really late. You know, we got back after, you know, almost 4:30 Eastern time. So, you know, we really, our guys are just starting to get through the training room late yesterday and then today. So we'll have a lot better feel by the end of the day of where we're at with a few things. But the cramps were a problem, obviously. We prepared like crazy for that. But it's, you know, that Texas heat's a different level sometimes. And when you don't have the depth to substitute, you know, our first group, all in all, I thought we were physically fine. I think we showed up. I think the problem was when we have to substitute, some of our younger guys just weren't ready for that initial battle level that team can bring. So, you know, we had to stick with some guys longer than I probably would have liked to. We'll see at the end of the day, Mark, as we go forward here.
Thanks.
Great. Greg, before I let you go, you touched on your home opener and your conference opener against New Hampshire as you've started to break down some film on them. What impresses you about them on offense and defense?
Yeah, I thought they, you know, the thing I saw was a team playing with a lot of energy and excitement. Offensively, they've done a good job with their quarterback, and they spread the ball around. They do a lot of good things. They're a typical New Hampshire team. I mean, every time you go in and play a New Hampshire team, they're going to be coached and physical, and they're good. They're just a good football program, obviously. And I think I saw a lot of that in that game against Monmouth. I think they played their tails off and made plays. They made big plays when necessary. And I think defensively they've got some, all conference players that are a problem. So, you know, we'll have our hand. It's tough coming back and getting into this. Conference games are tough in that second week, but we're kind of used to that stuff in our league. So we'll be ready to go.
Got one more follow up from Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm done, Rob. I'm sorry, Rob.
All right, very good. Greg, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you. See ya.
All right.